to Brazil Workers Podcast by CSP com Lutas, Labor and People's Federation from São Paulo. My name is Samia Gabriel, and every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Brazilian time, we will address labor and people's issues. We had a National Day of Action held from July 10 to 12 that was marked by activities in factories and other workplaces, as well as held protests in many regions of the country. These actions were part of the launch of the unity campaign by Out with Bolsonaro, Impeachment Now, whose goal is to confront the Bolsonaro government's genocidal policy to deal with the pandemic, which has been followed by the governors and mayors by relaxing the quarantine in this return of economical activities. This happens at a time when there are already more than 1.8 million infected and 72,000 deaths in Brazil. To talk about this, we have with us the unionist of the CSP com Lutas, Herbert Claros, who can bring us a more detailed report on this journal of struggles. Hello, Herbert. Thank you very much. Tell us about the National Day of Action.
Samia, thanks for having me. There is a growing awareness among labor social movements that President Bolsonaro is a major hindrance to stop the pandemic. In average, 1,000 Brazilians die every day, and Bolsonaro does nothing. That is why labor federations and social movements call this National Day of Action as a first step to alter Bolsonaro.
How was the Day of Action?
There were different actions. Workers delayed entrance in some plants to hold protests. Some places, there were rallies in front of a public offices or central squares. In São Paulo, an auto caravan crossed major avenues in the city, with each car taking own letter forming the sentence, Fora Bolsonaro e Mourão, meaning out with Bolsonaro and his deputy Mourão.
You mentioned that this auto caravan raised out with Bolsonaro and Mourão. There is a debate around that, isn't there?
Well, progress forces are divided on this issue. You can say that they are two poles. One wants to weaken Bolsonaro administration and work to replace him through national elections in 2022. The other poll wants to put down Bolsonaro now, as his permanence ahead of the national government is a permanent threat against the working class. At the same time, we do not want his deputy Mourão to take office, as he is the same as Bolsonaro. CSP com Lutas and other social movements stand for both Bolsonaro and Mourão to go out. We do not want to wait until 2022.
During the National Day of Action, three international campaigns were raised. Can you tell us about them?
Yes, we talked about three international campaigns that are very important for us. The first is about Eric Slater. He is a bus driver and union official in Chicago who was fired on July 7th. For his support for the struggle against racism in the United States. We want Chicago Mayor and the Chicago Transit Authority to drop the charges and rehire Herrick. The second is about Sebastian Romero. He is an auto worker in Argentina who is in jail for fighting against the pension reform in 2017. We want Argentinian President Alberto Fernandes to release him now. The third is about 2,500 political prisoners in Chile. They are in jail for participating in the revolution in Chile since last October. Most of them are very young people. President Pineda used repression to stop the revolution. We want to set out of them free now.
Okay, thank you very much, Herbert. 2 months ago, on March 12, we had the first coronavirus-related death in Brazil. We talk now to Fábio Bosco, a former Subway Workers Union official and a CESP Com Lutas member, about the pandemic today. Hello, Fábio.
Hello, Samia. Thanks for having me.
Fábio, tell us, please, how is the pandemic in Brazil now?
The situation in Brazil is dreadful. The pandemic is spreading to all cities in Brazil, and 1,000 people die every day in average. Some cities which the pandemic first started, figures of the infected and deaths are still high, but not increasing. On the other side, cities which the pandemic outbreak is recent, numbers are increasing and hospitals are on the verge of collapse as they cannot meet the demand.
But some researchers say that figures are underrated, right?
Oh yes, they are, for sure. Both the number of deaths and infected people are underrated. A major report based on mass testing in the city of São Paulo showed that 10% of the people tested positive, around 1 million people. Another research carried out in the city of Manaus, and Manaus may be the most devastated city across the country, showed that 25% of the people tested positive. You can assume that real figures are around 10 times higher than the official ones, meaning that around 20 million Brazilians are infected, 10% of the population. The same happens with the number of coronavirus-related deaths. In the city of São Paulo, a research based on data provided by the notary service compared to previous years showed that the real number of deaths are 33% higher than the official ones. If we assume this proportion to Brazil, it means we have today around 100,000 deaths related directly or indirectly to coronavirus.
And what about the impact on vulnerable communities?
Look, here in Brazil, the high-risk groups are different from Europe. While in Europe, high-risk groups are primarily the elderly and the sick, in Brazil, it's the poor, the black, the native Brazilians, who are the main victims of the pandemic. Even the working class is affected differently. Take, for instance, working class neighborhoods where unemployment is lower and union jobs are prevalent. If you compare to poorer working class areas where what we have are casual jobs, gig economy, the impact is very different. And you see, that gives the dimension of our struggle. We need good union jobs. We need proper housing with sanitation services available 24 hours a day. We need to reverse the defunding of the national healthcare system. So the pandemic, the economic recession ahead, the working class, places the need for social change, for social revolution, for workers' power. The working class must build on this perspective.
Thank you very much, Fábio. And that's all. Next week, at 5 p.m. Brazilian time, we will be back. Solidarity forever.